Hey there, everybody, and welcome to the Rudderneck and Podcast. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Alicia.
And a lot going on here at the King's Castle.
I mean, we are just really, really, really busy, and we've had to sneak away from our office for just a minute to inform you guys of all the new stuff that's going on.
A lot happening.
We made some big announcements, and actually,
welcome back,
because you've been gone.
I have been gone, talking on the road, talking about our new announcements.
I know, and you've been with Miss Priscilla Presley.
I have been, as we ventured to Collingwood, Canada, eh?
How was that?
It was great, eh? As we celebrated,
they transformed you
they
into
did,
a Canadian.
They did. They don't like it when you say that.
No, they don't.
They don't. And anyway, but we were up in Collingwood, Canada to celebrate their 20th anniversary.
Wow.
As well as promote Priscilla's new book, Shades of Elvis.
Which is a really cool book.
And it was really a great time to be up in Collingwood as the town of around 19,000 swells to around 60,000.
What?
A lot 60, happening.
60,000.
60,000 people. And then
wow.
From Collingwood, we went on to Quebec City, where we saw the Elvis Experience, which is a...
Oh, and that was good, right?
With Martin Fontaine playing the role of Elvis in a theatrical stage production. And then we finally wound up in New York City, where we went on the Today Show, and Priscilla Presley made some big news about not only the new hotel that we're building, the guest house mm-hmm. at Graceland,
yep.
But also debuted some news about our new iPad tour experience here at Graceland.
That's true.
As well as the new auction that we're having during Elvis Week.
I mean, it's a mouthful, but it's all happening.
And I'm not even able to talk about all of it properly because I'm a little tired and
jet
lagged still.
And believe it or not, all of this is going to be thrown into Elvis Week because we're doing a groundbreaking for mm-hmm. the new hotel.
Mm-hmm. Complete with a confetti cannon, we hope.
Fingers crossed. Also, the new iPad tour is going to start ASAP.
Yes.
And that is actually really cool. I actually did it for the first time the other day. And it's actually really interesting to go through and be able to see pictures. And there were a lot of pictures I'd never seen
before.
So it's a really cool experience. You need to get down here and come check out the new iPad tour.
It's really cool because, like, even when you're in the kitchen, there's a list that you could, there's like a little
yeah.
that you pop on it. And
the grocery list.
It'll tell you what
that.
Was like traditionally on the grocery list for the folks who did the shopping for Graceland. So
yeah.
It's got lots of little unique extras, or if you're in the living room and
mm-hmm.
at the far end of that 15-foot couch, which you're probably, you know, 18, 20 feet away from it,
yeah.
there's a collection of pictures, and you really can't see what they are, but they're of Lisa Marie Presley, and this new iPad allows you to kind of see what those pictures are because they've been scanned in, and you can actually see them up close and personal.
So we're definitely enhancing the tour.
For
and,
sure.
And definitely, you know, making this a unique experience, not only for adults, but kids also, because there's
yes.
a separate kids tour.
There is a separate tour just for the kids that was modeled for them based on their interests with a little bit of extra trivia where they learn about Elvis, not just listen to the tour narrated by John Stamos, we have
yes.
to mention, but also there are some really unique things where you can almost Elvis yourself and take
oh,
photos
yeah.
and kind of put yourself into an Elvis outfit.
Maybe we should do that.
We should do the kids tour.
I think
fun.
We should. I think we should. Well, when are we going to have time? It's probably going to have to wait till after Elvis
after
Week.
After Elvis Week, we can do the kids tour.
But we also talked about, you know, we're doing this really cool auction here.
Yes, the auction at Graceland, August 14th. Bidding now open online, and we'll have live bidding at Graceland on the 14th for up to, I believe, around 200 folks.
Yep.
We'll be able to be in the room. You'll have to qualify to be in the room.
Yep.
But it should be very exciting with live bidding in person and live bidding online if you're not able to be here in person. So it should be exciting. Everything from a Cadillac.
It's beautiful Cadillac.
Jewelry.
To checks.
Checks. Guitar.
There's
a guitar.
There's a television.
Furniture.
There's a television.
A lot in there.
Very cool stuff. And, I mean, fans that have just known our world forever, this has probably been something they've been waiting for a really long time. And note, this stuff is not coming from our collection.
Correct.
It's coming from other people, including Greg Page.
Big Elvis collector.
Big Elvis collector. And he's actually going to be here for Elvis Week.
So he sure is.
Can't wait to see him. So we just have a lot of stuff going on. And what about, well, wait, let's talk about the founders for a second. Can we talk about that?
We can.
Well, can you tell me, like, if I want to sign up to be a founders member at the new guest house at Graceland, tell me what I'm going to experience.
You're going to get great access to the guest house at Graceland Hotel. You'll get preferred in advance reservations. You'll also get unique access to the mansion. So a lot of extras.
Oh, that's neat.
And of course, we'll be announcing more details during Elvis Week as we kind of debut and roll out the program and kind of give you the full details on how you can become a member of the Founders. But of course, the Founders Club is part of the guest house at Graceland,
it's going to be really cool. I mean, we're going to have a meeting and special event space. There's going to be a 500-seat theater for live performances.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's going to be restaurants and a pool. It's going to be absolutely stunning.
It's going to be fantastic. And of course, we'll have a groundbreaking next week during Elvis Week on August 14th, same day as the auction. We'll have a groundbreaking at the actual site, so it should be very exciting.
I want my own shovel.
We can do that.
We should engrave our own shovels.
And a hard hat.
And hard hats.
And if nobody else wears them, you and I will.
And that's fantastic.
And then if you come to the groundbreaking, that's how you'll know it's Kevin and Alicia.
The only two in hard hats.
Since you can't see us on this podcast, that is how you'll know it's us, because we'll be the ones with gold engraved shovels and hard hats.
Well, I feel like we've told you guys a lot, because of course there's a lot going on, and of course we're just now days away from Elvis Week. So stay tuned to our upcoming Elvis Week special edition podcast. And Kevin, we got a lot to do. I think we should get back to the office.
Let's go.